The Genesis Communications Network is sponsored by the U.S. Money Reserve, your exclusive source for gold and silver precious metals. Visit them online at usmoneyreserve.com.
Girl, put your sunglasses on. It's a good day to get gone. We've always wondered what's down that highway. I swear I hear it. It's calling our names. We put off leaving too long.
Powerful performances from personalities who are personable. Hey, I get as many peas in there as I can. All right. Don't ask me what I just did. It's the Good Day program with my friends Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen, the focus on travel, air travel. It's the thing of the day. There's an old song in the 60s. I know that none of you remember it at all, but it's in my mind, stuck in my mind. The study that's out today on air rage. Apparently, it's four times more likely to happen in airplanes that have first-class cabins because the economy passengers feel inferior. This is what the state of our country has gotten to.
And everybody wants to ride first class.
In first class. Sorry, folks. You can't all fit in those 20 seats that are in the first class section. That's why they got 180 seats behind.
You've so nothing less bad happens on Southwest is what you're saying.
Well, air rage incident. Well, let's see. JetBlue just sort of started separating things a little bit. Virgin, which is now going to be, you know, relegated to another just junk airline.
Such a bummer, I know.
Alaska, it's just a nothing airline. Anyway, the point is that some have, and there are worthwhile first class sections in some airlines. I mean, the planes pretty much have similar configurations in terms of domestic flying. Delta's first class and United's first class is not that hot. It used to be pretty good. Americans used to be very good. Now it's just pretty good. The foreign carriers are the ones that really have.
Yeah, I want to go on that airline that has, like, you get a shower and a bedroom in first class. But I think
Singapore.
The trip is like 28 grand or something.
Oh, yeah.
Something.
I mean, you pay through the nose for that kind of stuff.
Yeah, and then what's the other airline that flies over to Dubai where you get a whole apartment?
Emirates.
Emirates.
Yeah,
Emirates has a new apartment plane.
Right,
yeah.
You have an apartment. You might as well buy the plane.
Yeah. So, I tell you, you know, for someone who does white trash first class travel every once in a while, JetBlue is fantastic.
Yeah.
Have you flown the Mint service yet?
I haven't. I tend to stay away from JetBlue. I tend to stay away from pretty much all the airlines except America because I have so many miles, even though I complain about them all the time because they deserve to be criticized.
Mint service. It's really nice. That's just
Mint
my little
service.
That's what
JetBlue.
Their first class is. It's called Mint.
Okay.
And
right.
Every other row, you have your own pod. So there's two pods, one pod, two pod, one pod. So you're kind of, I mean, if you're traveling by yourself, it's really nice.
You see,
nice.
But the airlines create this themselves. If you feel inferior because you're in the back of the plane and you get angry about it, you shouldn't be angry at the first class passengers. You should be angry at the airline that keeps, and by your way, make the choice yourself. Become an educated consumer. There are some airlines that have 34 inches between seats. Most common is 31. If you ride that useless piece of trash they call Spirit Airlines, they have 27 inches between their seats.
Standing
you might as well have standing room. Exactly. Yeah. They're a piece of crap. There's nothing about that airline that ought to exist. Frank, they're the ones, and airlines like that, that cause those sorts of problems. Ryanair in England, same kind of thing.
Same thing.
Kind of, yeah, it's the same stuff. Anyway.
That's a scary airline. I've flown Ryanair a bunch of times. That's scary.
Yeah. So, but
speaking
the thing
of flight rage, though, do you want to hear a little story?
Yes, Jennifer.
You guys up for it? Because Victoria said there's no flight rage on Southwest, which you think.
No, I was just asking because
no.
Yeah.
There's no
sitting on Southwest has to do with the size of the passenger that you're next to.
Well, here's the story. My mom just came back from Las Vegas last week, and she got on her Southwest flight, and she had an early number. And so she was sitting in an aisle. Her friend was sitting in an aisle in front of her, and her friend's husband across the aisle. So all three had aisle seats.
Yeah.
And these two people were the very last ones, actually three people, very last ones to get on the plane. And so they wanted to sit in the window in the middle next to my mom. So she stood up. She lets him in. He goes, oh, no, she wants to sit in your seat. My mom's like, no, I got on the plane early to get
my
seat. So they wanted to put their third friend in the aisle. And he started, like, harassing her for being on the plane early. So finally, to the point my mom just moved. My mom's friend moved to the middle, and she moved to her aisle.
Yeah.
And this other lady ended up sitting in the seat. And my mom, can you believe that they just harassed her out of her seat?
Yeah. Yeah, I can. I can believe that. The same kind of people went after Amy Schumer. The same kind of people who believe they're entitled just because they're there to have. So that's the whole business. Back to the business about economy passengers. You want to ride the first class, then pay for it. If
right.
You know, what is there that gives you the entitlement? This study suggests that people get in the back of the plane resent the feelings of superiority that people in the first class have.
And she told him. She goes, you know, I paid the extra $12 to get the early check-in. And
right.
he goes, ooh, fancy, first class. And he was and my mother is nice as quiet as
your mother is very quiet.
She's
too nice.
I wouldn't have moved.
I wouldn't have moved. Yeah.
That's where you just stick your headphones in and read a book and ignore them.
Yeah.
They move along.
That's a good idea.
Well, but you know, the other thing that I find, here's two experiences, quick stories. I remember when Charlotte used to travel with me, and I'd get her to sit in the first class section with me. And we were riding from, I had gone to Dallas for a personal appearance, and I'd driven to a couple of radio stations before. So I drove from Boston to Dallas, and then flew from Dallas to L.A. And so we were on a Virgin flight, and she was sitting, I was in one next to the window, and she was in one, I was going to put her on one next to the window, but she ended up sitting in one next to the aisle. And so she's just sitting there.
She had her own seat?
Yeah, she had her own seat. I used to do that all the time with her.
You bought your dog a seat.
That causes rage.
That would be the funniest thing I've learned about Doug. He bought his dog a seat in first class.
Charlotte had a first class life. She deserved it. Anyway, so this little kid, a six-year-old child, gets on the plane, excuse me, and looks at Charlotte, looks at his father, and starts to scream. So Charlotte sort of looks at me, and she looks at this boy, and I just grabbed a hold of Charlotte, and I hugged her, and then I moved her over into the other seat. But this, I mean, Charlotte wouldn't hurt a flea, but, she, you know, bulldogs sometimes look a little...
Yeah, she looked tough.
Yeah.
Yeah, and so... I'll never forget that in my life. That and another incident when I took her, we were flying back from L.A. to Boston one year, and we were in the last seat in the first class rows. And when the stewardesses or flight attendants see you bring a dog on, they always roll their eyeballs. Oh, my God, this is going to be a horrible flight. We don't want dogs on the plane, blah, blah, blah. So anyway, Charlotte sits over in the seat, minds her own business, looks out the window. And then the flight attendants start coming back to visit with me and learn more about Charlotte. Charlotte jumped over my lap, and, you know, she'd, play and talk because she was of that ilk. And so they were fighting. When I had to go to the bathroom, they were fighting with each other as to who was going to sit next to Charlotte and pay attention to her. and then the other story that I always love to tell, because I don't often pay attention to celebrities and often don't know who they are. So we're flying back from L.A. to Boston, another trip. Charlotte, we didn't have a seat, so she's sitting in my lap or on the floor. And we had some turbulence, and she got nervous, so I got her in my lap. And she's got her nose stuck in the seat looking at the people behind, in the seat behind me. And the woman starts talking to Charlotte and says, oh, can I have Charlotte hold her in my lap for a while? I said, sure, she'll be fine. So she went back, and she sat in this woman's lap, looking out the window, talking to her husband, and Charlotte stayed back there with her for a couple of hours on the way back. And she was very pleasant. She said, I wish I could keep her. She's such a wonderful dog. And I said, yes, she is a great dog, and no, you can't keep her. And everybody seemed to recognize who this woman was, so I said to the flight attendant, who is that? And the flight attendant said, it was Pat Benatar.
Oh, wow.
who apparently has great love and lots of dogs, great love for dogs, but she was very good. Anyway, so the point about the road rage after telling those silly stories, or the airline rage, is that people have become so expected that they're entitled. We have this all
around
us.
Why do you get to be there? I don't.
Everybody's entitled. You're not entitled if you don't pay for it. You know,
or it's really not that difficult to build up miles. If you're smart, if you really have a desire
to
sit in first class, get a credit card, start paying for everything with that credit card. I mean, you can do it if you want.
And you know, one other thing that will cause this kind of rage, the security lines of the airports and the ineptness of the TSA. The
yeah,
peak
you're
travel season
in a bad mood.
Will start this month. The security lines, I know I got stopped last week or whenever it was. I came back last time from L.A., and the line was horrible, the TSA line, even though I usually have pre-check, and you can get that. I didn't happen to have it that day, or something happened, and the line didn't exist, so we were all in the line together. And people were really getting angry, because folks that would come in late would get moved to the front of the line if it was too close to the time when their plane was going to go. And I can understand that because, you know, the people who get there on time, they're doing what they're supposed to, and other people who don't get there on time aren't doing what they're supposed to do. But the lines are going to get longer. They have cut the budget at the TSA, and this is their retribution. The TSA budget cuts now have turned out to be union retribution, so that everybody gets more discernment, supposedly, or they do the rinky-dink check more often. Jennifer said something the other day, but when she travels with her radio equipment, they always take her bag apart. Well, I travel with it all the time, and I just say, this is air, you know, this is radio equipment, and they usually ignore
me. I do that, too, but I look dangerous.
Well, but you see, this is just a way for them. They've been a creation of the post-9/11 era.
Right.
We've created this monster theater. It is theater of the absurd. There's no protection that comes from them. So they screw with your life. They screw with your time. And that's the kind of stuff that makes people angry. So people are angry before they even get into the plane because of their experience with these morons at the TSA. And I think that's really part of what this study didn't take into account was the long security lines. And I just say to you, if you're traveling this summer, you're going to have to give yourself extra time, as frustrating as it is, because that's the reality that we're dealing with. It's just theater of the absurd. 20, where are we? 18, 19 past the hour, and good day.
QL1, this is Control. Does Rocket Mortgage require me to fill out a bunch of paperwork?
That's negative, Control. Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans is the first on-demand mortgage machine that quickly and seamlessly imports your financial data. You can go through the entire mortgage process on your own and completely online.
Copy that, QL1, but if I wanted to speak to someone, do you think they're out there?
They're out there, all right. I've made contact before. In fact, according to J.D. Power, they've provided award-winning client service for 6 years in a row.
Roger that, QL1. It's nice to know they're out there, wherever they are.
Detroit Control. They're in Detroit. Over.
3, 2, 1...
Rocket Mortgage at QuickenLoans.com. Push button. Get mortgage.
Rocket.
Visit for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS ConsumerAccess.org number 3030.
After a rough day on the range, a feller can get a bit saddle sore. That's why I use Blue Emu Original Super Strength Cream. It works fast and penetrates deep to soothe my tired muscles and joints.
And he don't stink.
And I'll tell you one thing. I had no idea this stuff was so darn handy.
Blue Emu Original Super Strength Cream. Available at all major retailers. It works fast for long-lasting soothing of tired muscles and joints.
And you won't stink.
I'm Jane Applegate, small business expert, with another tip for growing your business, brought to you by Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. Business owners are always on the run, but staying connected and organized is really essential to your success. A way to do both? Set up multiple extensions for callers to choose from and have your calls forwarded. This way you'll never miss a call, and you can prioritize based on the extension selected. Take the important calls now and get back to the rest later. Keep listening for more ideas here, and visit grasshopper.com.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now, for not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skill to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
You know about RVs, you've heard about bunkers, but surviving is not recreation, and man wasn't made to live underground. Introducing Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid survival bug-out house that's mobile, well-equipped, and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Go to survivalistcamps.com to learn more. That's survivalistcamps.com, providing your basic needs to survive. Survivalistcamps.com.
Alright, video of the daytime at Good Days. It's an interesting song. Singer-songwriter Micah Tyler performing an a cappella parody song about millennials. It may be that we want to start this from the beginning.
Yeah, you got it,
Kara. This is you got to watch it because it is very, very clever. It's very well done. Video of the day box at DougStephan.com. But this is for Kara and Victoria.
This is Kara exempt. Victoria exempt.
Oh, is it?
Yeah, these, I mean, Kara and Victoria have, you know, lives and jobs
lives.
And stuff. Yeah.
Yeah.
No man buns for them.
Yeah.
Oh,
okay.
Oh, God,
but
no.
You have to, this is one of those things that, again, you watch the video, you really pretty quickly get the idea. But I think that the music by itself is fun. So that's why we're going to play it for you here. This is from our video of the day.
Ding, ticka, ding, ticka, ding, 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 ding. It's inside your local coffee shop. Sporting a main bun and facial hair. Somehow he believes, although he has no job, that by his 30s he will be a millionaire. M-I-L-L-E-N-N-I-A. Gotta love millennials. M-I-L-L-E-N-N-I-A. She posts lots of selfies on her Instagram with a quote that's inspirational. Hopes to change the world while wearing yoga pants on with her dreams and knowledge of essential oils. M-I-L-L-E-N-N-I-A.
Knowledge of essential oils, is that what that is?
Really, really.
Oh, my God.
27 years old, trying to make it on their own.
Oh, my God.
Maybe stop by leaving your parents home. But maybe we're just wrong. Criticism isn't easy for their ears. They feel like they know most everything. See, they grew up with undeserved confidence, cause they
trophy just for parties of paving. M-I-F-L-E-N-M-I-A. Gotta love millennials. M-I-F-L-E-N-M-I-A. In a couple of years, we will have to pass the torch.
All right. Hey, you got the idea, you got the drift here.
Pretty good, though. And the guy's really voice great. Is really on point.
Yeah. Who is this Micah Tyler? I don't know him.
No idea.
Yeah.
He's just a viral singer, right?
Yeah.
Very, very nicely done. Good job. All right. Meanwhile, back at the ranch... If you are living paycheck to paycheck, there's a survey from, I think, last year or the year before, Social Security Administration noting that a 20-year-old worker has a 3 in 10 chance of becoming disabled before getting to retirement age. Brian Osich finds out that every day is the right time for you to consider how to help protect your financial security in the event that something happens and you're not able to work.
An illness or injury can put you out of work for weeks and set you back multiple paychecks. The Prudential Insurance Company of America's Jake Biscaglio says true financial wellness includes protecting yourself financially from unexpected risks that render you unable to work.
A 2014 American Payroll Association survey found 66% of Americans are living paycheck to paycheck. Is that you? Now, let's say something unexpected happens and you need a herniated disc repaired. The average amount of time out of work is about 6 weeks. That's 3 paychecks. Can your financial house withstand that loss?
May is Disability Insurance Awareness Month, time to think about how you would manage if you cannot work to earn a paycheck.
A disability can happen to anyone. The Prudential Income Protection Plan is a short-term and long-term disability insurance coverage that helps ensure you get a paycheck while you're off the job because of an injury or illness.
For more, go to prudential.com/income protection. That's in the know from Prudential. Group insurance coverages are issued by the Prudential Insurance Company of America, a Prudential Financial Company, Newark, New Jersey.
Introducing Taco Bell's Dollar Morning Value Menu. 10 delicious breakfast choices like the sausage flatbread quesadilla, grilled breakfast burritos, and mini skillet bowl for just a buck. The only dollar breakfast value menu in America where everything's a dollar. Everyone knows that when mom is happy, everyone is happy. Luckily, Walgreens is close by with gifts like Hallmark cards and chocolates, which means a happy Mother's Day is right around the corner. Walgreens, at the corner of happy and healthy.
This report is brought to you by Microsoft. If you're a small or medium-sized business in this fast-paced digital world, making sure you have the latest technology is essential. From increased revenue and security to employee collaboration and productivity, there are many benefits to upgrading your technology to the cloud. Office 365 and Windows 10 were built to provide strong ROI for businesses of all sizes. Cindy Bates, Vice President of U.S. SMB Microsoft.
With news stories in the press daily about the vulnerability of data for companies big and small, cybersecurity remains a top concern for America's small businesses. We encourage entrepreneurs to pay particular attention to how they safeguard their business. Investing in modern technology like Office 365 and Windows 10 devices offers small business owners continually updated security to help protect information vital to earning customers' trust.
For more information, visit www.microsoft.com/business.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
This is it. For the first time ever on this station, U.S. government gold offered at cost for only $139 each. With Wall Street suffering its worst start to a trading year in history, now is especially the time to be paying attention to gold. This first time ever, U.S. legal tender government gold offered at cost for only $139 each is from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call them at 1-866-944-GOLD. Gold is on the move, so don't miss out. For the first time ever on this station, U.S. government gold offered at cost for only $139 each. 1-866-944-GOLD or online at usmoneyreserve.com. Ask for a free 55-page gold buyer's book. Plus, get a free Walking Liberty half dollar just for reading this must-have book. Get your free gold book, your free half dollar, but most importantly, get your gold at cost for only $139 per coin. 1-866-944-GOLD.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Day program. I'm Doug Steffen with my friends Victoria Keelan, Jennifer Horn, Kara Schillen, and we'll be joined by Stephen Rowley, who's going to help us celebrate Small Business Week. Hooray! Well, we're all small business people. I can't speak for you, Victoria, although you're, I think, starting.
No, I mean, as a freelance person, I'm a small business. Very, Jennifer very small.
And her family have a small business in the radio/television business. I'm in the radio/production business. And so we celebrate Small Business Week in a number of ways. We'll talk about that in a little bit. First, let's see what's trending. First, at DougSteffen.com. The Indiana primary and the conversation there on the left side, former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton still beating Senator Bernie Sanders. It looks like kind of a close race there. On the right side, over in this corner, Donald Trump, still leading by hundreds of delegates. Ted Cruz, the loser, and John Kasich tried to block his path, failed miserably. Kasich
it's
isn't
a defining day for sure on the Republican side.
I mean, Cruz is over. Done.
Well, if Trump wins, Cruz is over. Yeah. So Carly Fiorino, that didn't help at all with Cruz. No
bump. She fell off the stage? Where did she fall off
the
stage?
They call it a crater. They said that it helped for like a second, and then it sort of cratered.
Yeah.
What? Well, Carly Fiorino?
Yeah. And then she fell into a crater? She fell into a crater. No, she fell off the stage, I guess, yesterday, and people are kind of critical of Ted Cruz. They said he didn't respond quick enough to help her.
I'm telling you, this guy is a jerk.
Yeah.
He's no savoir faire at all. It's nothing but anything about him. Suck it up. If you're not all about him, forget it.
If Trump can win in Indiana, they spent over, $5 million between Ted Cruz and the Never Trump people against him.
Yeah.
Cruz put the Carly Fiorina thing into play, and he
Charles
made that deal
Koch
with
who did that with his
he made that deal with John Kasich. So if Trump can win Indiana, I mean, the odds were stacked up against him. It would be a big win for him.
Yeah.
Is there any chance now that he would pick Kasich as a running mate?
Oh, maybe. There's always a chance. Because Kasich has, especially if he needs delegates, because Kasich's got 150-something delegates. So I think that's why Trump hasn't totally isolated Kasich, but I think he needs to pick a woman. So if he can win fair and square to 1237, I would hope that he'd pick, like, Susana Martinez from New Mexico.
Right. Jennifer Horn from California.
Make America great again, baby. Let's go.
All right, also trending, Prince Estate, the people in his family going to court. I don't think there's any big to-do here. It's just interesting, whatever the amount. There are figures that show $150 million, there's $250 million, $300 million, $400 million, $500 million, whatever it is. When the numbers get that high, who cares under the circumstances? They're all going to come out of this $40, $50, $60 million richer because of him. They should be thanking. This is one of the things. Do people give thanks for what's really good in their lives? I sure hope they do. And I hope these people are giving thanks to God for Prince and the fact that he was in their family, that sort of thing. God love him. The story of what happens if you compete on The Biggest Loser, we were into that, Jennifer, earlier, because what it seems is that people are looking for something and they can't find it. They find it temporarily, but what comes out of the conversation is that most people's bodies are going to go back to where they were before, because that's what your brain has taught you to believe your body is supposed to be like, unless you work at it all the time.
It's mental. I mean, what people don't realize is that food is an addiction, like alcohol, like cigarettes, like everything. And until you fix the brain and until you fix your mind, I mean, losing weight is just half of it. And I think people think as soon as they're skinny, oh, we're done. We can eat whatever we want, blah, blah, blah. And then it comes back on you really fast.
Yeah. All right. So, Carol, Victoria, what's trending on Twitter?
Right now on Twitter, the Tony Awards, the nominations came out this morning. So that's
Tony
a big
plays
trending thing.
On Broadway. So what are some of the highlights? Do you have any nominations? Any nominations?
Well, I think Hamilton's just got to sweep everything.
Yeah, right. That's the story of Alexander Hamilton, and it has done very interesting things for those people who want to go to that kind of a show in New York. Yep, you're right about that.
Yeah, that's
right, what else?
And Tupac Shakur's mother passed away. So Tupac's mama is now trending on Twitter as well. She died at the age of 69.
Why would that be?
I don't know. People still seem to love Tupac. He's actually trending on Twitter again now, too, because of this.
All right, what else? You'll notice
It is also Teacher Appreciation Day.
Yes, it's Teacher Appreciation Day. It's a Small Business Week. There's something going on every day, everywhere. And it's kind of nice. Some of the stuff is worth mentioning and playing. I mean, I think we're now, we're not quite in the mode of Mother's Day, even though Mother's Day is this Sunday, because all these things get overhyped. But I think probably on Thursday or Friday we ought to get ourselves into the mood. It's just it's so much hype around all of this stuff.
And there's also another important day that you guys are forgetting, and I'm really upset by it.
What?
On Facebook right now, one of the trends is World Naked Gardening Day.
Oh, terrific! Yay! What's the problem with that?
Nothing. It's an annual holiday celebrating nudism in nature. It takes place. Oh, it's a Saturday, so you have plenty of time to get ready and work on the old bus. Okay, so it's on Saturday. Get ready for World Naked Gardening.
Just in time to make mom proud.
We were watching part of a movie last night. Jack Nicholson and what's her face? Pete. What's her first name?
Amanda
Pete. Yeah.
Yeah.
And
Something's Got to Give.
Yeah.
I love that movie.
Yeah, it's really quite.
Diane Keaton's in that.
Yeah, Diane Keaton's in it, and the woman from Fargo, whose name I can never remember.
Oh, Frances McDormand.
McDormand, right. That was just a really kind of a cute story. But the reason I brought it up is because you see naked shots of the, not only, well, Amanda Pee and Diane Keaton and the backside of Jack Nicholson.
Which no one needs to see.
We needed to see it, yeah. Please.
Pretty silly stuff. All right. In a moment, I think we're going to get to Stephen Rowley. How are you doing on finding Stephen Rowley, Kara? Are we all set? Oh, Richie's working on it. Okay. All right. Meanwhile, let's talk about your good night's rest that you may or may not have had last night. If you did have a good one, chances are it's because you found MyPillow. If you didn't have a good rest last night, chances are you don't have a MyPillow. But I'm going to fix that for you right now, right here. MyPillow. If you haven't heard about this sensational pillow, this is a company that's been around for a long time. They're just sort of finding their own. They made pillows for other companies and then decided, the guy running it says, his name is Mike Lindell, why do I have to make pillows for everybody else? Let's sell our own pillows. These are my pillows, and that's where the name came from. My pillow, perfect fit. You'll love the patented My Pillow Fill. It'll keep you right in place, supporting your head if that's what you prefer, your neck, perhaps your back, your legs, whatever it is. The My Pillow will not go flat. The My Pillow will not get hot. The My Pillow works in any number of circumstances, and when you sweat a lot or you've been feeling ill, you want to wash it, you can. You want to dry it, you can. How about two pillows for the price of one? You interested in that deal? My Pillow at 800-874-8985. Call that number now and get a My Pillow. My Pillow, 800-874-8985. And oh, by the way, use the code DS for Doug Steffen, and you'll get a free pillow. One for you, one for your partner. One for you, one for her, one for you, one for him. 800-874-8985. Use the promo code DS. Or you can go online to MyPillow.com, order it there. Whichever, use the code DS, Doug Steffen, 800-874-8985. Get two pillows from MyPillow for the price of one.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy, you know what business people hate?
Stale coffee?
Ink.
Right.
We have to have it, and it's so darn expensive.
Well, Staples just cut ink and toner prices.
Really?
Add in our 110% price match guarantee, and our prices are unbeatable.
Great. Know what else every business owner hates?
What?
Paper cuts.
So true.
For unbeatable prices on ink and toner, Staples. Make more happen.
Staples will match price plus refund 10% of the difference at checkout for items from retailers operating online in retail stores or products sold and shipped by Amazon. Limited time. See store or staples.com for details.
Remember when a small business needed a landline? Today, landlines are a thing of the past with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. On the road, at the beach, or at home, Grasshopper helps you grow your business. Get all the features of a business phone system and the freedom of a cell phone with our iPhone and Android apps. Features include multiple extensions for your team, calls forwarded to your mobile phones, voicemails transcribed and emailed, and so much more. See how it works at Grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
Did that bless you go on the air?
No.
No.
Jennifer, and I actually ran from my mic to turn it down. Came out of nowhere. Excuse me.
Okay. All right. Jen and Victoria and I have Stephen Rowley, who is the Senior Vice President of Cox Business, overseeing the strategic direction of this company, Cox Communication. He has a lot of hats. Before he was at Cox, he was the Vice President of Sales and field operations for the western part of the U.S. It's a big company. They have a good product. I'm familiar with the radio and broadcasting side, Mr. Rowley of Cox, but they have such a big company. They have tentacles everywhere. And so as a big company, how is it that you're focused on small companies and small businesses? Because this is Small Business Week, and you're here to help us celebrate. So how do the two intersect?
Well, Doug, thanks for having me. First off, I would tell you a couple things. We are still a family-owned business.
Yes,
and
I should have pointed
the owner
that
of our
out.
Company.
Yes.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, I know that. I should have pointed that out. It is a family-owned company. I know it well. It's a great radio company. It really is, and you've got cable and all kinds of other things. So, I didn't mean to put you into the Huber corporate world, but it is, even though it's family-owned, it's a big company.
It is. It is a big company, but we still we know our roots, and if you think of Cox Business, we have about 350,000 customers that we have in our group, and about we do about $2 billion in revenue. But if you look at our customer base, 80% of it is small business.
Yeah.
So it's really the lifeblood of our operation and something that we focus on a daily basis, and is very, very, very critical to our success. And
One of the things that I think people don't realize, can I call you Steven instead of Mr. Elliott if you're more comfortable calling you Steve?
Steve is fine.
Steve, okay. The number, when we think about driving around the country, you go on the interstates, and at every intersection, there are all these malls, and they're all full of nationally recognized companies. When you go downtown, you see the smaller businesses that are retail, but you also go to the phone book and you see the plumber and the electrician and the carpenter and the guy that fixes your car and any number of categories. And those are the people who are being frequented most. And I don't know that we really pay as much attention to those people as we ought to, frankly. The backbone of American business is the small entrepreneur.
I mean, you hit it right on the head. I mean, it's the grocery stores, the restaurants, the clothing stores and service centers that really drive why people go to small business. But, you know, the real reason also, I think, why small biz is just because of the convenience. So there's a major convenience factor there. The consumer really feels that local support is critical from them. And then they also believe there's a better customer service level that they're being provided by small business. So three things that I think really drive folks to the small business owner.
Some of the ways that small businesses can improve the customer experience, because you can always make your business better, and I know that you work with some of your customers to make their businesses better. How do you do that?
Yeah, so it's a great question, because I think if you think you personalize it, it really comes down to one of the big drivers is Wi-Fi. You know, even in this survey, we had almost 60% of the folks say that they would choose Wi-Fi over coffee, which is tough to believe in the morning, but that's clearly something folks are looking for. So if you think of yourself in a waiting room, you think of yourself always wanting to get that email or text, Wi-Fi is a big, big driver.
One of the things that has happened here, the Cox folks did a survey of consumers that frequent small businesses, going to one once a week. 42% are shopping small customer-based stores three, four, many more times a week in some circumstances. You know, I think of some of the ideas we get about small businesses. Shark Tank is quite a good show on ABC, and they always feature these people. I actually was doing a radio show here for a couple of years focusing on new businesses, entrepreneurs, how to encourage people to start businesses. Do you find that a lot of people get their ideas about businesses from some of these shows like Shark Tank?
I don't know if they get the ideas as much as there is truly entrepreneurship is alive and well. I mean, Shark Tank is a big reality show that consumers view as one of their most popular ones. But we do something very similar called Get Started we've done it all across the U.S. in small towns where
Really? We've
got judges that are venture capitalists and others. And I'm just amazed at the vast array of folks that are stepping up and pitching their entrepreneurial ideas. We've got millennials to seniors. So in my view, it's very alive and well.
It's kind of, it gives you faith and hope that our system will continue because we have been built on small businesses. Where do people find more information about the survey and what Cox does?
Yeah, well, thanks. So if you go to coxblue.com/newsroom, you can get the full document that the survey provides.
It's coxblue.com/newsroom. Stephen Rowley from Cox Business, thank you for being here.
This is a life-changing message for anyone with sleep apnea who is on the go and tired of dragging around a big, bulky home CPAP device. MiniCPAP.com now offers a portable device that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. For even more freedom, you can add a battery that's as tiny as a deck of cards. It's called the Transcend Mini CPAP, and right now you can try it risk-free for 10 days by calling 1-800-945-9289. Transcend is the world's first portable mini CPAP device. It gives you the freedom to sleep in total comfort anywhere you are. Our smallest and most advanced portable design ever, Transcend is so small and so light you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. It's FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. Enjoy the freedom to sleep comfortably anywhere. Call MiniCPAP.com now for your 10-day at-home trial. 1-800-945-9289. That's 1-800-945-9289.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
How would you like to make 17% on your money in only 90 days?
That's right. Gold owners made 17% in only 3 months as gold had its best quarterly gain in 30 years. Gold is on the move, and you need to get government-issued legal tender gold coins starting at only $139 each. The U.S. Money Reserve, one of the largest gold distributors in the country, announces the first ever at-cost gold release on this station for only $139 each. 1-866-944-GOLD or online at usmoneyreserve.com. Official U.S. government issued legal tender solid gold coins at cost for only $139 each. Call 1-866-944-GOLD. Ask for a free 55-page gold buyer's book. Plus, get a free Walking Liberty half dollar just for reading this must-have book all about gold. Remember, gold is on the move, up 17%. Call 1-866-944-GOLD.
The French, you know, they hate us. They smoke. They have a whole relationship to dairy products, which I don't understand.
Someone like you, make it all worthwhile.
I don't know what they're taught you in France, but rude and interesting are not the same thing.
Prepare for takeoff.
Nous rappelons à nos voyageurs que l'usage des appareils électroniques est interdit durant le décollage de l'appareil.
What was that? What did she say? That sounded serious.
The pilot says there is a crack in the engine, but not to worry, he take off anyway.
They've been looking for someone exactly like you.
Oh my God. Van Morrison from the movie French Kiss. Song's called Someone Like You, number one movie this week in 1995. Chuck Curry, our movie man here with us. What do you remember about this movie, French Kiss? I'm trying to remember who was in it. I can't.
Well, it was Kevin Kline and Meg Ryan, right?
Right, Meg Ryan, yeah. I figured that was...
Your favorite, Meg Ryan.
Yeah, I have liked her. She just unfortunately ruined her face with whatever work she did got done on it. And
I knew I would get that out of you.
Yeah,
yep.
Thank you, Chuck Curry. Good job. All right, so we have that movie taken care of. We have movie news. Chuck Curry's here with the movie news. Things for us to think about with regard to our favorite movies. I watched, we were talking earlier about the Diane Keaton, Jack Nicholson, Amanda Peet vehicle earlier. The house seemed to have been one of the stars in the Hamptons.
Yeah.
And looking at Jack Nicholson's, we ought to talk about this. Things that you didn't need to see on screen. One of them
Nicholson's
was Jack
butt.
Nicholson's butt. There are the lovable moments to it. Anyway, Chuck has movie news for us in a moment here on Good Day.
This report is brought to you by Capital One. According to the Capital One Rewards Barometer, nearly 1 in 4 rewards cardholders say it's difficult to determine the value of their earnings. Our lives are busy enough. Do you really want a credit card that makes things more complicated? Instead, look for a straightforward card that makes life easier and saves money. Then you'll have time to enjoy its benefits. Capital One has your back, with products and tools that work together to create an effortless experience. For instance, the Quicksilver card from Capital One has a flat 1.5% earn rate, with no limits or expiration dates, and no foreign transaction fees. It's easy to use and comes with additional perks like the Capital One wallet that makes it easy to stay organized on the go. And Second Look, which proactively flags potentially mistaken or unexpected charges. Don't complicate your life. Instead, find a card that makes it easier. For more information on Quicksilver and other Capital One products and tools, visit www.capitalone.com. That's www.capitalone.com. I'm Cecilia Silguera.
Progressive brings you Flowetry with Flo.
Your car and boat insurance bundle with Progressive. Impressive discounts. Mount fat stacks of Benjamins. Remember when things weren't so simple then? Such a pain. Now you're gobbling up savings like chicken chow mein.
Bundle your boat and car insurance and save with Progressive. Call 1-800-PROGRESSIVE or visit Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
All right, 56 past the hour here on Good Day. Chuck Curry has movie news for us. What is on the top of your pile there, Chucker?
First off, Disney's expecting now upward of a $200 million opening weekend for Captain America Civil War, which hits theaters here in the U.S. on Thursday night. Believe it or not, Doug, this film opened overseas over the weekend and did $200 million already.
What's the point of this movie?
I want to pose the question to you. Do you think President Trump could stop these foreign countries from showing our movies a week earlier than we get them?
I'm going to say yes, Chucker.
Because I have a problem with all these other countries getting to see Captain America before I do. I don't like it.
You don't like it. What's the reason, though, other than making money, what possible cultural value does this movie have?
Entertainment value. And it's interesting you say that because I was given thought. Robert Downey, Iron Man, the original Iron Man opened up 8 years ago yesterday. And Robert Downey Jr. basically has only made two films other than playing Iron Man, either in an Iron Man movie or an Avengers movie and now a Captain America movie. He's made a ton of money, but he's also sacrificed a lot of good work he could have did in 8 years other than playing this role. But still, would I do it for $200 or $300 million? Probably, yes, I would. Other news, Fast and the Furious director Justin Lin starring on the helm Warner Brothers' long-awaited Space Jam sequel, which will star NBA great LeBron James.
All right, we were just talking about that off air.
Yeah.
What is this? He seems to have a natural ability. I've seen him in a couple of movies.
He's in the movie Trainwreck with Amy Schumer. It gets a lot of screen time. And he's quite good. He can act. There's no doubt he can act. Michael Jordan was the NBA player who starred in the original. And Dwayne The Rock Johnson is attached to Universal's reboot of the Robin Williams family film Jumanji. It appears he is attached to almost everything. Currently filming Baywatch. Going to do a San Andreas sequel, Fast and the Furious 8, and about five other high-profile projects. He's got a great career going.
Keep him going. All right, Chuck Curry here on
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas.